Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. That's coming up next week. Also, join the Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. Tell us what movie you want to watch in there. We have a pretty good suggestion that is probably going to be the movie, but you might be able to top it. Who the hell knows? Give it a shot. Twitch.tv/ABRAWG87, ABRAWG87. That is Twitch. We do the sports show every Thursday or Wednesday around 7:30. And if you want to watch us do it live and get in the chat and like join in the fun, do so. Also, if you have time, go on there and follow that page because we're still a few short of being able to get subscribers, which could get us money. We like money. We like not having negative money, which is currently what this podcast is bringing us. Yes. Because of the small monthly fee it costs to post these. All right. So Patriotic Movie Month, week number three of that. It is King's movie. It is Rocky IV. Came out in 1985. It is currently on Netflix along with all of the other Rocky movies. Not Creed, though. I think Creed is still on like Amazon or something.
Do they have the newer Rocky movies, Balboa?
Ooh, good question. I did not see that. I know they had one through five is what
five,
I said.
Yeah, I didn't know if they had the other.
I don't know if they have the Rocky Balboa one. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's just the one through five.
Okay. 38% on Rotten Tomatoes has Rocky IV.
Insane.
6.9 out of 10 on IMDb, 40% on Metacritic. Yeah, nice. This movie stars Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa, Talia Shire as Adrian. By the way, not Adrian Balboa, just Adrian. I thought that was interesting. Burt Young as Polly, Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed. Bridget Nielsen as Ludmilla. Did you know her name was Ludmilla? I didn't.
I did.
I watched this movie. I didn't know her name was Ludmilla. Dolph Lundgren as Ivan Drago. Ivan Drago?
Ivan.
Depending on
who you
are.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Russian. Ivan.
You have to, yeah. Written and directed by Sylvester Stallone. Something Stallone does not get credit for enough, I think, is the fact that he writes a lot of movies. Like we kind of talked about this with the Expendables movies, because he writes all of those too. Also wrote the Rambo movies, wrote Cobra, wrote Over the Top, by the way, Ski.
Yeah, he did.
He wrote the screenplay for Cliffhanger. You guys,
I love Cliffhanger. I love Cliffhanger.
The Rocky movies. The
shout
Creed
out
movies.
To Sega CD for the Cliffhanger.
Hell
game.
Yes, he wrote the Creed movies too.
Yeah, I'm so well.
Kind of.
He wrote the characters, and then
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So and then I will also go a step further where he didn't write anything. He came up with ideas. I don't know if he could write words. So someone else put it to print, let's say.
No, so he had a ghostwriter.
Made it legible.
Yeah. He's
love that show, by the way, Ghostwriter.
There you go. Yeah. So he's like standing in a room walking around going, hey, you know, he's like this Russian guy, right? And he's like a machine, right? And he can punch. He, you know, those like you know when you go to a carnival, yeah, and they have those like punching bag things that like you know ladies punch and they look really strong. Yeah. He punches one of those really hard, and it shows the world that he's the pound for pound like biggest contender, even though he's never even had an exhibition fight in his whole life. Yeah. Totally deserves a title shot. Yeah. Write it out.
Not title shot, by the way.
No. Both exhibition fights, right?
Non-sanctioned.
Yeah, this was a non-sanctioned, non-title fight.
Yep.
Can I just say that I watched this movie on Tuesday in a dental chair?
Did you?
I'd seen it before, But my refresher was in a dental chair.
So you like had it on in your phone while you're getting
dental work? They had, you know, they put me up and yeah.
It's awesome.
Probably a good way
at
to
first
watch
I turned on Seinfeld and I was like, wait a minute. I think I might be able to knock this out because it's like 1 hour and 10 minutes.
So, and this is the kind of movie you can watch it. I'll let you finish, Bragg. I got a lot of info on this.
Can I finish?
Yeah, you can finish. Yeah.
Not going to tell you what I was doing when I was watching this movie. Budget for this movie.
Your finger was where?
How about
28 million. The box office, 300 million.
Highest grossing Rocky movie was this movie.
100 million. Do you want to know why? Because this came out in 1985. No, do you know what was happening in 1985?
This movie
The Cold War, motherfuckers.
The Chicago Bears defense was setting up for an elite season.
Ditka. That's what was happening in 1985. Yep.
The Boston Celtics were about to cement their dynasty.
And what was the world waiting for in 1985? What did the world need? Not just the United States. What did the whole world need? It needed Rocky Balboa to save us all, to end United States and Russian hostilities forever with his message at the end of this movie.
For a decade, maybe.
Forever. Forever. We're on great terms with Russia right now.
Christmas Day, no less.
On Christmas Day.
So,
I had
question.
Totally forgotten that.
So stupid.
So,
so
dumb.
So in 1985, when they go to Russia to train, Paulie's complaining that he's going to miss the was the Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl.
Yep.
Did it used to be on Christmas Day? Is that
no,
what?
No, but you know.
All right. Because you wouldn't have missed it then. I thought maybe in the mid 80s, the Rose Bowl, for some reason, was on Christmas Day now. Because he wouldn't have missed it. He would have flown back the following day and would have been able to watch the Rose Bowl.
I'm looking up who's in the 1986 Rose Bowl.
Oh, it was my Bruins.
It's your Bruins.
Destroyed the Iowa Hawkeyes 48-20. Or 45-20, and I'm sorry.
Terry Donahue over Hayden Fry. Boys.
Over the number 13 Bruins over the number 3 Hawkeyes.
He missed Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen.
Merlin Olsen.
The Rose Bowl. Oh, my God. That's too good. I forget what we were talking about. Rocky saving Russian
saving
relations?
Okay. Yeah, Russia. Yeah.
You know, I came here and everybody looking at me. Shut the fuck up.
Apparently that whole thing was ad-libbed by Stallone as well.
Of course it was.
It was. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course it
no
was.
No kidding.
Hey, he's directing the movie. He could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, just leave the camera on me for like 30 minutes. We'll figure it out. Hey, everybody. You gotta cheer after everything I say, okay? No matter how dumb it is. So who are we led to believe? I'm sorry, we're like skipping to the end of the movie right off the bat, but like, who are we led to believe is standing up from the Russian delegation and clapping?
It's Gorbachev.
Is that it? That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's who it was. Because it's supposed to be, you know, the end of the, you know, communism over there, and that was Gorbachev. And
yep. So Gorbachev.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
You tore down that wall, but boy, did you send minorities back for 70 years. Good on you, Gipper.
So Gorbachev and the manager guy both give standing ovations to Rocky at the end. Yeah.
So that scene is so bad.
I'll tell you what, though, if this is patriotic movie month, that is, and if we're going to watch like a dumb trash movie, which this movie's a dumb trash movie.
Oh, this movie's fantastic.
Yeah.
No.
By far the best Rocky.
That does not mean I'm going to give it a bad score. But it's a dumb trash movie, you guys. Like, there's no way around it. Like, but this is the kind of dumb trash movie that we need to stand tall and salute.
So what is your favorite 45-second clip from this movie? Because mine is when Apollo Creed is, like, lowered
down
at the MGM Grand or whatever. to fight. And it's just, he's in like the Yankee Doodle
Dandy.
Uncle
Sam. He's got the Uncle Sam outfit on.
It's just, it is so good. I mean, it's so corny.
Is that James, not the most?
James Brown singing with him?
Kansas City! Seattle! That's Texas! Here we are! Living in America!
I mean, is that not the most patriotic, say, four to five? Because they pretty much play the entire song.
Yes, they do.
By the way.
Okay. You first, because we are going to talk about the montages in this movie, but you
first. So I will start off that James Brown song he wrote for this movie. It was his first top 40 hit in 11 years and his last top 40 hit ever.
Wow.
In this movie.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a amazing fact. That's ski bomb.
Yes. Ow. And I'm going to go a step further and say this might have the best soundtrack to a movie ever.
It's a big statement.
This has a Kenny Loggins song in it as well with Gladys Knight. Kenny Loggins and Gladys Knight. Then it has the No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper. Burning Heart by Survivor, Hearts on Fire by fucking I can't remember, and then all the montage songs.
Yeah,
it's it's a banger from front to end.
This definitely. I'm not even gonna say might. It definitely set the record for most montages in the movie.
You like want some stats on it? You want some stats?
I would love. I have one stat. Can I give my one stat first?
Give your stat.
Okay, so The montage at the end when Rocky and Drago are training for their fight at the same time was 9 minutes long. The movie is 133 minutes.
So this is the shortest Rocky movie of them all.
Oh, no. So made the most money. Sorry, not 133 minutes. It's an hour and 33.
Hour and 30. Sorry. So shortest one. That montage, the training montage is so long. They had two songs in it.
They cut it in half.
And one of them was, so the two like iconic of, all right, so quick off. This movie is 32% montage. 32%.
What a great percentage.
I love that number.
The second half, of the movie is 50% montage. And so, but first cut.
I need more montage.
This movie was an hour longer. They made Stallone cut an hour off. So he just jammed everything into montages. Like there was a lot of scenes, like there's a whole scene of the boxing commission not sanctioning him to put the title up against Drago. It was like a 20-minute scene. Cut it. They just cut.
They made a good decision on that one.
They really did.
I think they did this movie perfectly. It needs to be 33% montage. That's what makes this movie great.
I'm not doing it for the money.
Let's see. Do I have other facts?
Ski bomb.
This is the only Rocky movie without Frank Stallone in it.
Ski bomb.
Keep them coming, baby.
Yeah, that's all.
No more ski bombs.
No more ski bombs.
Oh, but this is just my personal bomb here. Paulie. Is he the most racist character that's not meant to be a racist character?
Like none of the lines he say are actually racist, but he's kind of racist.
All the lines he say are racisty, but I don't think the character was supposed to be just racist Paulie.
That was a different era. And he also fell in love with a robot.
He sure did. He sure did.
Yes.
I wanted a sports car. I love you, robot.
So it's like 1985. You know, robots were starting to become a thing. You know, like the computer. Were they really, though? The computer chip was invented.
The idea of robots was.
What was that movie with the robot? With
There was the TV show back then, right?
No, or it was whatever. Carry on.
Terminator?
No.
Like Weird Science was around this time. Nope, late 80s, early 90s.
No. Yeah, you look it up. So did Stallone think based on his knowledge at the time, that everybody was going to have like a robot butler.
Yes. Well, that's what rich people would have.
Yeah.
He had two Lambos. He can afford a robot.
Are we to understand that?
I was thinking of a short circuit, by the way.
Short circuit. Right, Thank you. That's it. Good call. Are we to understand that Polly reprogrammed the robot to have a female voice and hit on him all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sure that was a longer scene that got cut out, but yes.
Yeah, I did love how the robot was back there cheering on Christmas Day on the fight. Yeah, I was wearing full Christmas garb.
The robot was supervising Rocky Jr. and his friends. That was the only adult in the house. It was.
Yeah, because Adrian left to Russia.
Adrian was gone. Yeah, it was just the robot. Those are the times. They're your butler and your nanny at the same time. Whatever you need.
CSD would not approve.
No.
Three.
What a wild time.
There were three children in that house.
We're old. We are not that old.
We're part of the old. We were part of the generation of your parents didn't really I'm going to Rocky's house. They don't care about adults.
We were latchkey kids. Yeah. We were not a robot will watch you when we fly over to Russia for a month and a half.
Oh my God.
Difference. My parents got home at 5:30.
Yeah.
They were in Russia for a month and a half. And I was a loser because of that. Oh, you're a latchkey kid. What a fucking loser. Fuck you. I'm watching Disney Channel. This shit rocks.
Yeah, dude. I'm living the dream. Nobody's making me do homework yet.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. That's right. They had no parents in their house for a long time.
I'm trying to imagine Stallone thinking this out. Where he's like, I'm going to give to robot. So an hour later in the movie, the robot can watch all the kids. Like, was his brain that complex?
Well, I guess I will say he did set a precedent earlier where a worker of some, a maid of some kind comes out and says he has a phone call from Apollo. So maybe she's a live-in maid as well.
Ah, get out of here.
But I like the robot idea better.
You're ruining
the robot. Robot watching kids for a month is a way better.
You know what's funny about that too is I had written down, you know, like a common theme in the Rocky movies is how good of a dad and husband Rocky is.
He's just kid.
He just leaves his kid when he goes to Russia.
Russia.
But hey, he said he loves him at the end of his saving Russia speech. So, I mean, that makes up for it.
This kid was all jacked up watching the fight, too. It did bloodbath.
Good stuff.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. So, on that point, something we talk about with boxing movies every time we watch them, is the boxing good?
So, this one, Stallone wanted to change it up to make it more realistic. And he just had him and Dolph actually punch each other in the ring.
Did he?
And it sent him to the hospital with like a inflamed heart because he took a body blow. He was in the hospital for like 3 days.
Stallone?
Yeah, because Dolph hammered him one real hard in the chest.
Jesus. And something you'll notice if you actually pay attention to the boxing in this movie is very typical movie boxing. There is no defense of any kind.
That's just Rocky fighting in general. Yeah.
Very, very classic. All haymakers, like the movie boxing, especially in this one, they would be exhausted by round three. They would not be able to fight anymore.
Did you see how Rocky trained? He ran up a mountain, sprinted on the peaks of a mountain that was just sheer cliffs on each side.
Part of the 9-minute montage, by the way. Yeah. No, he put a whole bunch of rocks on a cart and then had Polly sitting on top of the cart too.
He had three
crawling.
Yeah, Duke and Adrian and Polly all in the cart.
And he's trying to crawl across the snow.
I will say the angle of, especially I would say in the world's eye, especially
Let's not gloss over that he ran up a mountain.
Yeah,
that,
oh no,
that did happen in this movie.
Sprinted at, you know, you get to the top and you'd be like, maybe I'll take it a little slow and, you know, it's snowy up here. You know, it'll be a little sure-footed. No, he's sprinting on the peak.
Yep, and then did the arms in the air thing like he did in
the El Drago three times.
Yep.
No, but in the world's eye, though, is this is kind of flipped where I think people would think the American fighter would be, you know, have all the fancy technology and do all the drugs and stuff, and that the, you know, tough, you know, third, you know, smaller country, non-American country would be the ones working in a fucking cabin in the snow kind of thing.
But Drago has like scientists formulating
and steroids.
They didn't show that in this movie though.
Oh, they show him, he takes a jab.
Did they? Okay.
Oh yeah.
I must have missed that. All right.
Here's another quick fun fact for you from this movie. All the people that are portraying Russians in this movie, none of them are Russian.
Nobody?
Zero Russian actors.
You know, I bet like in the 80s, getting an actual Russian actor in a movie was probably pretty difficult. So that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Apparently their first choice for the, the trainer guy, but whoever the like talking figure, like when he comes over to America, like the talking figure Russian guy, you know, the guy that Dolph picks up by his throat at the end.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently,
by the way, picks up a guy by his throat with a glove. Boxing glove on. No, he can't. He cannot do that.
Yes. So that character was supposed to be Rutger Hauer, which would have been fantastic.
I would have liked to hear Rutger Hauer try to do a Russian accent. It would have been worth it just for that.
I mean, both Dolph and Bridget Nielsen are like Swedish, and was Dolph Norwegian?
Dolph had 9 lines in this movie. I wrote them all down. Would you like to hear them?
I would love it.
Okay. I must break you.
Oh yeah, you want to try to just do them? Okay. Yeah, you try to do all of them. I must break you. Yes.
He's definitely Swedish, by the way.
Yes. What's he say to? He says something to Apollo first. Is he? I must break. No, that's what he says to Rocky. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what he says to Apollo first. And then if he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Yep.
And then you will lose. I think
you will lose. Yep.
You will lose. Yeah. Yep.
I win for me. For me.
Hasenbjerg. Whatever he says.
Soon I defeat real champion. I think that's what he said to Apollo. Or no, that's what he said to Rocky. Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway. I cannot be defeated. I defeat all men. He's not a human. He's like a piece of iron.
Yeah.
That was a good line. That's when you knew. That's when you knew Rocky was coming out victorious.
That song was not played throughout this entire movie.
No, I know, but that's just what I'm saying. I've seen enough Rocky movies that when he said that's when I knew. Americans are coming out on top.
It went right into that like round 4 through 13, 14 montage right after that.
Can we talk about how awful the Apollo Creed death scene was? And like,
why was it awful?
So that might be in a movie full of really weird decisions. Like the way that scene was edited and put together was fucking bizarre. Like, cause there's a man dying in the middle of a ring, and all of a sudden, like, it's full of photographers. And Rocky's like not doing
anything. Welcome to America, baby.
I'm saying Rocky's not doing anything. Like his best friend is twitching.
Well, because he didn't throw in the towel.
He's clearly
not himself.
But like, hey, get the fuck off my friend.
Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Let him breathe.
If it were me, if I wrote Rocky IV, Rocky would have been knocking photographers out, clearing some space.
So I will say this was Stallone's only regrets of this movie is that he shouldn't have killed off Apollo. He should have just like crippled him. So he could have still had the character alive.
No, it's way better than he's dead.
Well, it sets up for the Creed movies better.
even though the funeral scene is pretty weak.
it is weak.
Yes.
The whole sequence, dude. That's what I mean. Like his death and then the funeral is like really weird.
Don't I know. Throw I'm in like the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Whatever you do,
it does. Right. It does set up the Creed movies like perfectly.
It does.
How many of those Creed movies have you seen?
I haven't seen the new one. Yeah,
I've only seen two of them.
Because the second one's the best one.
But you, okay. So we've all seen just one and two.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
We should probably
It's you can watch it now. It's out now on one of the services.
We should probably do that. Like in between a theme month, we should probably all just watch the theme.
Well,
month.
I think we still got we're gonna have 2 weeks left of this month, listener week, and then we're gonna have a weird week in between the next month. So
that's perfect. That sounds perfect. Mm. Throw it in. But,
so I got another little gem here for you. So apparently Bridget Nielsen's character was only supposed to have like two lines, but during this time, Stallone was banging her and then married her like 6 months later. So it kind of propped up that character a little more than it should have.
She was good though.
Yeah.
Oh, she was fine.
Yeah.
No, they're sportsmen. They're not, you know, figures of war or whatever she said.
She but it probably would happen if Rucker Hauer was actually the other guy, then would not have liked it as much if her taking over as much. Because I'd want to see Rucker Hauer more.
So I will say I never realized how tall she was because I've seen I'd seen the movie until what is it? The
seen her next to Flavor Flav?
Yes, whatever that something of love Flavor of Love
Flavor
show.
Flavor of Love.
God damn, she's tall as hell.
He's also
just amongst really tall people, you know, Dolph Lundgren and maybe it was all photo editing, but
I think she's pretty tall in general, though.
That's what I'm saying. Is she looks like she's like 6'4". Like she can play
on that
sports.
Note, though, Dolph Lundgren is like a full foot taller than Stallone. Like, like in the ring, Stallone wouldn't be able to hit him. Like if it were again,
that's why he jump punches. Bridget Nielsen's 6'1". Bridget Nielsen's 6'1".
Okay, that's, woman. Wow.
It was married to Stallone, who was 5'6".
Yep.
5'7", maybe?
Yeah. Huh.
6'1". Okay. Yeah. I feel short next to my 6 foot wife. I mean, a 6'1" wife. Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
What would I do?
Can you imagine Stallone little spooning?
He's so cute.
So just cute.
So cute.
Just getting engulfed by Bridget Nielsen. Just.
Like the scene in Demolition Man where he's like naked and like prone on the ground.
Fetal that's position in the cube. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Oh man. I'm glad you made us watch this movie.
I've seen it. I've seen it in the last year already, but
of course you have.
Gotta watch it again.
No, I Googled like patriotic movies and it was the second one that came up and I was like, you want to know what? We got to do it. I know everyone's going to say oh, it's a ski thing, but I picked it out, you busters. In your face, USSR. We fucked you up in the Cold War, you fucking losers. We beat you at Lake Placid, you assholes.
Yeah. We beat you in the ring on your home turf as well.
Go Ukraine. Zelensky's going to beat your ass too, Putin, you fucking loser.
All right. Good talk.
Geopolitical talk. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Were those KGB agents in the...
Oh, yes.
In the wilderness watching...
100%.
Watching Stallone. So it's a big open field. Like, you know everybody who's there. You can see everybody. Big open field watching him with binoculars. They're not that far from him. He knows they're
anyone,
there. Like,
did any of us look up where they actually filmed this movie? So I saw those scenes. And I was is in like Kansas.
No, it's in a fucking what's the super richy place in a
Tahoe?
No, fucking it was in
something,
South Dakota.
Jackson Hole. They filmed this in Jackson's Hole before it was like, oh my god, that's
before
amazing.
It got I'm sure Stallone must have had the first house out there. He's like, that oh, this is a nice place. I'll build.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like, obviously, I knew they didn't really go to Russia, but
no,
that's amazing. They did it there. That's great.
Find the best resort you can think of. Make the studio spend a bunch of money for you to train there. I bet you the inside of the cabin, like they shot a bunch of outside shots. I bet you the inside was like a mansion.
Super plush.
Yep. Yep. All right. Got a few minutes here. Any other final thoughts before we grade this? Got any more ski bombs?
No, I think I got everything there.
Ski bomb.
All right, King, it's your movie.
I'm going to give this a salt. What's it out of this week?
It's Rocky 4. I say we do 5.
5 this week? I'm giving this a 4 out of 5 because I've never been more proud to be an American.
Still not going to finish the song, huh?
No. Well, at least I know I'm free.
Hey, you remembered it this time. Now,
I proudly stand there next to her.
Something.
God bless the USA.
There you go. All right, so is this going to be now the one remaining question? And I know I'm speaking for the listener here. Is this going to be another 5 for Ski?
I am going to give this movie a 5 because it's the best.
That's the best movie. I'm an eagle, motherfucker.
Go America, fuck Russia. Long live the montage. 5.
Wow. Now that's this ultimate ski bomb.
Ski lawn spitting hot fire.
I wish I could give it more.
I'm giving a 4.75 out of America.
I'm giving this movie a 10, motherfucker. I got 5 on 2 hands. That's 10.
I got 5 on it.
It's a perfect movie. It's 2 perfect movies. Because of all the montages. I'm giving this a 3.75.
This guy hates America.
He hates America so much. This motherfucker is Clarence Thomas. This motherfucker. Amy Coney Bryant. Oh, you motherfucker. You asshole.
You got a hammer and a sickle in each of your hand here, yeah. You commie bastard. Jesus.
This fucker's out here voting against female reproductive rights like a bitch. What the fuck?
Man. Oh, man. And there's absolutely no chance I gave it that score just to hear that reaction.
What a fucking
absolutely
this guy.
No
this fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely no chance.
Cross state lines just vote for Ted Cruz twice.
You know what I think I should one up Ski here because this is like Ski's Ski drop the ski bomb. I should go like 5.1. Yeah. Give us a 6.
I wish, yeah. I was only limited to 5.
Yep.
Could go higher.
6! I gave it a 6!
And I do agree. You could, this is 2 separate, you could watch this movie of just the montages and know exactly what happens.
I wonder if somebody's done that.
It would take, let's see, what I say, there's 30, it'd be 40 minutes long, this movie.
40 minutes?
30, yeah.
I wonder if that's on. I legitimately wonder if somebody did that and posted it on YouTube.
If they did, they're a fucking genius, and they better have like a billion views on it.
Yeah. Or no, it'd have to be like.
You could probably get away with putting that on YouTube the full because you know it's 30% of the movie. That's,
it's clips. Yeah. Could you get away with it just because it's clips?
Possibly. I don't know if you get the copyright of the music because that's all it is.
Yeah, that's the issue.
It's montage music.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's all music. That's the problem. It's all music. Yeah. You get NDA'd up your ass. If he die, he die.
He does.